This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations and the government of Bangladesh have signed a memorandum of understanding to work together on help for Rohingya refugees on an island in the Bay of Bengal. The Bangladeshi government has already moved more than 19,000 out of a 1.1 million Rohingya refugees in southern Bangladesh to the island of Basanchar. Initially, the UN and other aid agencies opposed Bangladesh's plan to move the refugees from camps to the island, saying the land there was not fit for habitation. But the government of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina says it has spent $112 million on improvements to the island that include seawalls, hospitals, schools, and mosques. UN officials said in a statement that they signed the Memorandum of Understanding on Saturday in order to start serving the population now living on Basanchar. Bangladesh has sheltered 1.1 million refugees from neighboring Myanmar, which does not recognize them as citizens. A UN-sponsored investigation in 2018 recommended the prosecution of Myanmar's top military commanders on charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity for the violence against the Rohingya. Bangladesh police arrested at least 16 Rohingya refugees in a series of raids on camps in Dhaka after the murder of a top Rohingya community leader last week. Rights advocate Mohibullah was gunned down 10 days ago by unidentified assailants outside his office at a refugee settlement in Bangladesh's southeast. His family and fellow community members have blamed the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, a militant outfit, who has denied any involvement in the murder. This is VOA News. Pacific Gas and Electric said it may shut off power to about 44,000 customers in California beginning Monday due to potentially dry, gusty winds that could raise the risk of electrical fires sparked by equipment owned by PG&E. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning of extreme fire danger for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday when high winds are expected to come in from offshore. Drought has left much of the vegetation dry and flammable, and the power authority said the combination of wind and drought increases the chances that trees could fall on power lines and spark a wildfire. The utility began intentionally shutting off power in the fall of 2019 to prevent wildfires after an investigation determined that the Camp Fire, which wiped out most of the town of Paradise, was sparked by PG&E equipment. The company filed for bankruptcy and pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter related to the 2018 fire. PG&E also faces numerous criminal charges for fires caused by its fraying equipment, including involuntary manslaughter charges connected to a wildfire that killed four people near the city of Redding last year. In the aftermath of damning testimony that Instagram is harmful to teens' self-image, Facebook, its parent company, says it will introduce several features meant to protect those teens. They include prompting teens to using Instagram to take a break and nudging them if they repeatedly look at content that's not considered not good for their well-being. The California-based company is also planning to introduce new controls for parents or guardians of teens on an optional basis so that adults can supervise what their teens are doing online. And there's no explanation provided for what is considered not conducive to well-being. Facebook announced late last month that it is pausing work on a project called Instagram for Kids. And a tech group backed by the Australian units of Facebook, Google, and Twitter said on Monday they have set up an industry panel to adjudicate complaints over misinformation. This comes a day after the government threatened tougher laws over false and defamatory online posts. On Sunday, the Australian government said it was looking at measures to make social media companies more responsible, including forcing legal liability onto the platforms for the content published on them. This comes after Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison labeled social media, quote, a coward's palace last week. More on those stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.